Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Erev Tisha B'Av, the 8th of Av, the 29th of July, 2020. We're up to the end of the 90th Mizmor of Tehillim, which very appropriately deals with Moshe's petition upon the construction of the Mishkan, the project being V'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. The Jewish people would build for God a dwelling place, and he would actually come to dwell amongst them, and not just in the building itself. But Moshe this petition is preceded by the following line: Samchenu ki mosi nisanu shenos ra'inu ra'a. God cause us joy. Joy is associated with the presence of God. V'samach lifnei Hashem elokecha. Rambam says, Hasimcha sheyismach adam be'asiyas ha'mitzvah uva'av ha'el shetziva b'hen avoda gedola hi. So simcha is associated with service of God, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, being in the divine presence, v'samachta lifnei Hashem elokecha, samchenu kimosi nisanu, in accordance with the days that we have suffered. The Gemara takes this a little bit literally and says, if we suffered for X amount of years, that must be that the ultimate joy will be X amount of years. Yimosa Mashiach arbaim shana, k'siv ha'cha v'yancha v'yarivecha v'yachilcha samana asher lo yadata, we ate the man for 40 years, which is a form of inui, the word used in the pasuk, k'siv ha'sam samchenu kimosi nisanu. But in the pshat of the pasuk, it's not quantitative. The Radak says, ino omir kecheshbon hayamim. It's not a quantitative phenomenon, kimosi nisanu, but it's a qualitative phenomenon. Ella, says the Radak, omer kimosi nisanu elu hayamim v'risanu behem ra'a kein tesamchenu li'olam. So just as we suffered, in accordance with that, we should experience joy. This is highly appropriate for the time of year that we find ourselves in. The Gemara in Tainis Daf Lamed Amru, Kol Mishabel Yerushalayim Zocha V'Roa B'Simchasa, V'She'eno Mishabel Yerushalayim Eino Roa B'Simchasa. A person who mourns over Yerushalayim, that person will see and experience the joy of its restoration, and vice versa. And you don't have to understand this in metaphysical or supernatural terms. It's highly rationalistic. If somebody doesn't sense something as a form of avelos, as a source of great anguish and distress, so then it's not that meaningful for that person when that is reversed. But if a person is truly in mourning over something, not that we're looking for things to be in mourning over, but when a person is truly in mourning, they can appreciate things in a completely different way. Zocha v'roa b'simchasa, that's exactly what we're talking about. And then the Mizmor concludes, v'noam adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenu aleinu, the very famous line associated with the plea that God should bless the work of our hands. Moshe said to the Jewish people, this is the line where Moshe is saying that it should all be for the intended goal that God should, of course, cause his presence to dwell amongst us. But Rashi adds in one word here that I think is so striking and poignant in context. V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu. What does that mean? V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu shchinaso. That's the part that we would have expected, namely his presence. V'tanchumav. But he should also, noam Hashem, the pleasantness of God isn't just the pleasantness of his presence per se, but it's also a sense of tanchumin, nechama, of his consolation. His presence itself will cause consolation. This generation, Samchenu Kimosi Nisanu, suffered for so long in Egypt. Generations prior to them suffered. V'dor Revi'i, the fourth generation, Yashuvu Hena. They knew suffering. They knew intergenerational suffering and all that came along with the bondage in Egypt, the genocide against the children. They knew what that was about. They were in desperate need of a consolation, not just Shechinas Hashem, to be in the presence of God, but to experience the great nechama that can provide. As we always say, we don't think human beings really are capable of extending nechama, but we do know that God has that property. After all, God was the first one to be Menachem Avelim. V'hi acharei Moses Avraham, v'yinachem Elokim b'Yitzchak b'no, v'yivarech Elokim b'Yitzchak b'no, ma'bercho b'rchas Avelim. So the every act of Nichumei Avelim is really just an act of Elach Tebetrach, of imitating God, of trying to, again, in a very humble, modest way, extend some of the divine capacity for healing, consolation, and comfort. And that's exactly what Vihinoam is. Not just the Shechina, but God should give us his consolation, God should give us his comfort. And indeed, as we're at the very precipice of the Yom Shehuchbalu Botzaros, Yom Hamar Ve'Animhar, Tisha B'Av itself, that day on the calendar where all of the historical tragedy of the Jewish people coalesces, as we're literally at the precipice of that, so we look for the same thing. It's a day of Hester Panim. We yearn for the days after Tisha B'Av when God's Shechina returns, but it's also a day where we feel Ein Menachem La, without any sense of consolation, and only in the afternoon do we get to say Nachem, we get up off the ground, we can put on our tefillin. The character of the day allows us to have Kabbalas Tanchumen. But I think that this year in particular, Samchenu Kimosi Nisanu will have a much greater appreciation of many aspects of Nechama, as we have, in our own way, endured very difficult times, abrupt changes to the things that we certainly took for granted. And we have to keep in mind that even though we're not at the end of the road yet, but there awaits that great moment, Samchenu Kimosi Nisanu Shnos Ra'inu Ra'ah. Anybody who's been through a difficult time can commensurately expect that when, God willing, Bimheira Biyameinu Bekarov, when we're able to get to the end of that road, Samchenu Kimosi Nisanu, we will experience the joy, the unique joy reserved for those who have been afflicted, and may we see it speedily and in our days.